Loggia dei Signori. The urban rebirth of the city was part of a larger reorganization project carried out by the Holy See in Comacchio in the first decades of the 17th century and took place thanks to an articulated program of construction works which were able to relaunch the image of a new Civitas. These works were strictly connected to a general regeneration of the economy of the valley and the renewal of the hydraulic system in order to provide connection to the sea, health to the city, and life to the valleys. A strategic design aimed at giving more strength to the urban functions begins to take shape with the construction of the public loggia, a very noble building that becomes considerable for the prestige and comfort it gives to the city. Its location has both a symbolic value and a functional reason. It rises in the historic center at the intersection of the two most important water and land routes that cross the city. It connects to the Square Bridge and the Clock Tower, an urban knot, creating a new civil and commercial hotspot that joins the center of religious life represented by the cathedral, its square, and the bell tower. It was not only the food supply storehouse for the community, but it was also meant to be a business meeting point for merchants. Columns in Istrian stone and brick pillars support a rectangular hall on the upper floor, where the grain for the public provision was stored, covered on the outside by a simple facing of exposed bricks, lightened by square and framed openings. According to deliberations, construction works began in 1614. They were then suspended for unspecified reasons 2 years later and then completed in 1620. The building rises in place of a previous loggia which was demolished some time before, a trace of which was found in an ancient map of the city from the second half of the 16th century. After it partly ruined on the ground in 1660, Luca Danese was asked to restore it, in order to provide continuity to the architectural imprint given to the city by the architect from Ravenna. The latest historiographical research credits the project to architect Giovan Battista Aleotti, who appears to be the same author of the design for the Church of the Holy Rosary.